Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another Quick Tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With these Quick Tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process, right? Now, before we get into today's episode, one of my goals here with the podcast is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to increase visibility on platforms like iTunes is through people who subscribe to the podcast and the number of ratings and reviews here for the show. You already know about this, right? Now, at the time recording this episode on July 23rd, we are at 527 five-star ratings and reviews, which still blows my mind. That's amazing. Unfortunately, you can't tell how many subscribers that you have on iTunes. My goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings reviews by the end of the third quarter, which is September 30th. So that means 223 more five-star ratings reviews by September 30th. And so here's what I'd love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the podcast on iTunes, and then take a simple screenshot of your rating and review, and then DM me on Instagram with that screenshot. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Now, when we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who sent me that screenshot, and I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. And I've shared my favorite business and mindset books here in the podcast. The end, late 2018, I did that here in the show. And since then, I've added more books to that list. So the winner, once we hit 750, is going to get that book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books. Cool. So thank you so much for your support of the show. I really, really appreciate it. Okay. Now, today, I want to give you a quick update on Facebook's campaign budget optimization, or CBO, as the cool kids call it. So we're going to call it CBO here today. And I've talked about CBO quite a bit here on the podcast, but to recap real quick, campaign budget optimization, or CBO, is when you set the budget for your ads at the campaign level rather than at the ad set level. Okay, so say you've got three ad sets and you want to be spending $75 a day. You've got three ad sets and you give each of those ad sets a $25 a day budget. You set that at the ad set level. Okay, now with CBO, you're setting that $75 per day at the campaign level, and you're letting Facebook's algorithm optimize for you towards the best performing ad set. Okay. And when the algorithm is optimizing for you as part of CBO, it's doing it dynamically, meaning it's learning in real time. It takes into account things like targeting and placements and the ads themselves, and it's always looking for what is driving the most results for you at the lowest cost. So it basically takes the ability, is one way to say it, to optimize your ads and giving that ability to Facebook's algorithm, which is a whole lot smarter than us, right? And we've tested this off and on and seen sort of mixed results with it. And tons of my students have done the same thing. And that's sort of the general consensus. They've seen some results and then others haven't, okay? Now, with regards to CBO, Facebook has been saying for months now that come September 2019, that CBO is going to become the standard way that we set our budgets for our Facebook ads, right? Remember, currently we set the budget at the ad set level. We've had the ability to use CBO for, I mean, since probably early 2018. So it's not something new, but what is new is that, you know, Facebook has been saying for a while now that come September 2019, it's going to be the way that we set our budgets, right? Now, it's been confirmed by multiple people at Facebook. I've talked to multiple people at Facebook that this platform-wide rollout of CBO has been delayed, okay? So here's the deal. CBO will be rolled out in September 2019 for those advertisers who have only been using CBO, like exclusively using CBO, over the past 2 months, okay? And then once September hits, these advertisers will not have the option to change back and forth like we can now to using CBO or not using CBO. Okay. And according to Facebook, those 2 months that they're referring to is July and August. Okay. Now, for those advertisers, I'm going to read this to you again here in just a second. For those advertisers who have not fully adopted CBO yet, they will need to begin using it in February 2020 instead of September 2019. So that's where the delay has come in, where they've pushed it back. Okay. So let me repeat this for you again. I've talked to multiple people at Facebook, and they have confirmed that the rollout has been delayed for some people. Now, CBO will be rolled out in September 2019 for those advertisers, so maybe that's you, who have only been using CBO in July and August, so over the past 2 months, right, when September hits. And once September hits, those advertisers will not have the option to change back and forth to using CBO or not using CBO. So you'll exclusively have to use CBO come September. If you have exclusively been using CBO in July and August, okay? And this may have already happened to you. I've heard from a couple people that this has already happened, right? For those advertisers who have not fully adopted CBO yet, the rollout for you will begin in February 2020. So, depending on how you've been using CBO, or if you've been, maybe not been using it, it's either still going to become your default way of how you set your budget come September 2019, or if you've not been using it either at all, or maybe it's not even, you're not using it exclusively, you've got a little reprieve and you got a bit more time to test it out until early 2020. Okay. So that is the update. This is a pretty important update because we've been preparing for this. And I know a lot of people have been freaking out about it, which everyone always freaks out about the latest update coming out, right? I just recently got the update to Ads Manager, just the way that it looks. And I had people in my accelerator, in the Facebook group, in my mastermind group, where they were like, holy cow, like, I hate this. And yeah, it takes a little bit getting used to, but it's all the same functionality. Things just moved around a little bit. So don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. So this, my friends, is the update for CBO and how it's been delayed a little bit for some people. And I'll continue to keep you updated on everything as I always do. Okay. Now, before we go, if you are an online expert, In other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, maybe you're a coach or a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, maybe you've got a membership program in your business, etc. And Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, right? And you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads. Then if that's you, if you're nodding your head right now listening, then I have a free webinar training that you've got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. Okay. And you can register for this free training. You can pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. Okay. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know, if you want to be generating profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes that most people make with their ads and how you can avoid them. Okay. So those things and a whole lot more. I'm all about helping you remove all the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can consistently grow your list and make more sales, right? So again, the link to sign up for this free training, you can pick a day and time that works best for you is rickmulready.com/training. Okay. All right, my friends, I do hope that today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.